that's the thing with cancer care, though. Like, they're so proficient at what it is they do that they're just so good at screening, vetting, prioritizing, triaging, all of that kind of stuff. And the first day you're there, it's an 8-hour day. You go through a battery of tests. You meet all of the healthcare providers that are going to take you. I was really, really fortunate. They have, you basically get assigned a nurse, and she's with you for your entire process. I was very fortunate to have an angel. She saved my life. They walk you through the whole thing. Head cancer is pretty bad because they irradiate you, and you can't move at all in the radiation thing. And it's a great big machine, and that radiation blasts you this way, and then that way, and then this way, and that way. You know, like the whole thing moves. You can't move. So the very first thing they make for you when you get there is a mask. And they put your head on this special thing, and they've got this special kind of fiberglass that they put in the water to soften. And then they push it over your face and screw your head down to the table. So your head can't move, I don't even know if it can move a millimeter. And I had 38 radiation treatments. And so every day you go for a radiation, you lie on the table. The radiation people are amazing. Throat cancer is bad because you lose a lot of the saliva in your mouth, so you get real dry mouths. And so they were really, really diligent trying to make sure you had whatever you needed to be comfortable. And then they bolt your head to a table. And they all leave the room. They kept asking me time and again, you know, how's your neck? How's your neck? Because you'll find that your neck actually cooks from the inside out. That's one of the great parts of getting cancer.
I have never had anyone describe that before, ever.
One of the things that still strikes me, I went for my treatments most mornings, and you just tend to be there every day with the same people because they're there for theirs and you're there for theirs. And I remember looking at them when I started going, oh, no big deal, you know. I really thought radiation was going to be nothing. I really did. It's again, the word surreal comes up a lot with cancer people because it really is, because it's almost like you're not you. You're almost transposed out of your own body looking at yourself kind of a little bit. And I remember going, man, these people are getting sick. They look horrible. Oh, my goodness, this lady's never going to make it. And then, Chrissy, you go home. You look in the mirror, and you realize that's you. For guys like me, I have side effects that I struggle with every day. And every day you get reminded that you had cancer, and every day you're just so scared it's going to come back. Chrissy, I'm so afraid of getting sick. It tortures me. It's odd because you change from the beginning of your treatment to the end. I really thought at the beginning the mask was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Because it really is. It's a James Bond mask thing. And you're always going, oh, man. When I'm done, I'm going to hang this up on the wall. It's going to be a great conversation piece, and this is cool. The day of my last treatment, the guy goes, what do you want me to do with your mask? I go, burn it. Never want to see it again. And it changes you. Cancer changes you. It can make you hard. It can make you bitter. And I know some people that are feeling like that. I get upset every time I have to swallow. I can't swallow very well. I can't taste very well. Eating is a real challenge. And every day I curse that. But then I look at the bigger picture